In Western Kenya, farmers depend on their farms as a source of food and income. Farmers here complain that climate change has created unpredictable rain patterns and raising temperatures that lead to crop diseases and lower food production. In this community field, production of cassava, a staple food here, has significantly dropped due to the cassava mosaic and cassava brown streak diseases. But Dr. Samson Maobe of the Kenya Agricultural Research Institute, known as CARI, says that is about to change.
We are promoting technologies, particularly drought-tolerant crop varieties that have been improved and developed by CARI that are high-yielding, and promoting those adoption of those crops and production of those crops in order for the farmers to acquire capacity to adopt and produce those crops as measures to mitigate against the adverse effects of climate change.
Some farmers have accepted the change and embraced new varieties of crops, like cassava farmer Daniel Kitondo.
We are planting this cassava particularly because it is in, it is resistant to cassava mosaic. Yeah. So with this, we are very sure that we are going to get a good harvest from this.
In the livestock sector, researchers are introducing new animal breeds. These animal breeds mature faster than the local breeds. 38-year-old Joshua Omola acquired Galabak's goats 2 years ago and continues replacing his indigenous breeds with new animals.
The good thing with these new breed of Gala goats, they mature faster. You will find that when local animals breed, they are sold for 2,000 shillings, and the new breeds can fetch for 12,000, sometimes 14,000 shillings.
George Nandi, a Kenyan government livestock officer, says the new innovation is eradicating poverty in the area, but still needs vigorous campaign to educate farmers.
You see, they don't apply the technology you have taught them. And that one, if you come a second time, you over-repeat and see if you are not good at it, you can abandon.
Climate change and food security organizations caution that despite some progress, adoption of the new breeds and technologies is low. Since many Kenyan farmers have limited economic resources, Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nyando, Western Kenya.